For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. A federal judge on Monday for the third time blocked a DHS policy that required advance notice for congressional visits to detention centers. KVCR's Anthony Victoria has more.
The policy that DHS implemented last summer required 7 days' notice for Congress members to visit immigration detention centers. Democratic lawmakers sued DHS over the policy in December. Judge Gia Cobb ruled again the policy was in violation of a federal law that prevents DHS from using public money to block unannounced visits. Coachella Valley Congressman Raul Ruiz, who's part of the lawsuit, says the ruling reaffirms their right to do oversight.
It just proves what we have been saying all along, that any denial of members of Congress from entering or putting up any barriers for our unannounced entries is a violation of law and blocks our constitutional responsibility.
DHS did not respond to requests for comment. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.
A dozen wild donkeys, also called burros, have been mysteriously attacked at the Rechi Canyon in Riverside County in the last 3 months. As KVCR's Madison Ahmet reports, local donkey advocates say they've never seen attacks like these before.
Herds of wild donkeys have roamed the canyons between Riverside and San Bernardino County for more than a century. Recently, some have been found with deep gashes in their hind legs. Others have had their ears and tails ripped off. Leslie McDowell works at the SoCal Equine Hospital, which has treated the burros. She says burros have been attacked in the past, but this is unusual.
These injuries are much different. These are very violent. Whatever it is that's attacking them is really doing a number on them.
McDowell says two dead donkeys were sent to a state lab to try to figure out what caused their injuries. The results could take weeks. Prior to this round of attacks, six donkeys were shot with arrows last summer in separate incidents. Those cases remain unsolved. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ahmet in San Bernardino.
Three legal firms joined residents on Tuesday to urge the city of Riverside to reconsider its decision to halt a supportive housing project. KVCR's Madison Ahmet reports.
In January, Riverside City Council rejected a $20 million state grant to transform a Quality Inn hotel into supportive housing for 114 residents. The ACLU, Inland County's Legal Services, and the Public Interest Law Project outlined their concerns in a letter to the council. The letter alleges the city has hampered their own housing goals. Housing advocates say it could lead to financial consequences down the line. Councilmember Clarissa Cervantes, who voted for the project, says she's disappointed in her colleagues.
Those of us that wanted to see this project come to life were faced with multiple misinformation campaigns that do not serve our community as a whole.
Cervantes confirmed the council will discuss the letter in closed session in April. For KVCR News, I'm Madison Ahmet in Riverside.
Former Housing Secretary Julian Castro is announcing that the Latino Community Foundation will increase its assets and footprint. The California-based group led by Castro aims to build a $250 million endowment and expand its grant-making across southwestern states. The move promises to boost support for Latino-led nonprofits that receive disproportionately low levels of philanthropic funding. The Latino Community Foundation has already been moving to spread its reach with a national fund responding to the Trump administration's sweeping immigration enforcement policies. The Moreno Valley Mall could reopen as soon as today if city inspectors sign off on fire safety repairs. The mall was shut down last month after city inspectors found multiple fire safety violations involving its sprinkler system, emergency lighting, and backup generators. City officials say the mall has been making steady progress fixing those issues. Inspectors checked the property's fire doors Tuesday afternoon, and management says the remaining work could be finished as soon as this morning. If the repairs are complete and the proper documentation is provided, the city says it could lift the order to vacate and allow the mall to reopen. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.